Well, congratulations on the record. Kind of walk us through. It was a very quick kicking sequence for you.
Yeah, it was funny. I stopped kicking probably with 30 minutes going into the game, and then we came out here. I did a kickoff, and then I didn't warm up in the net at all, so I hadn't kicked a field goal in like 45 minutes, and I was just hoping I made it. But yeah, I mean, it was probably a little ugly, but yeah, I went in. I was glad I got that over with. You know, glad I could just focus on the game. But, yeah.
What was your take on everything that was going on with the referees and Coach Stoops and the whole? I mean, that probably made it even more difficult for
the 51-yard field goal?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one was crazy. I mean, I had four different opinions about what was going on, when the clock was going to start, whatever. I mean, on that field goal and the short field goal in the second half, I didn't even take my steps for it. I didn't know what was going on. I mean, the refs were saying stuff, the coaches were saying stuff, both of them were kind of wrong, and it was just a mess, but I'm glad we made the kick.
It was your busiest day, I think,
ever.
Probably of your career, yeah. Isn't that fun that that's the way you got to go out?
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. I mean, to get four field goals, and I've never done that before in my career, so it was a lot of fun, especially at Tech, where throughout my career I've only had maybe one or two a game. And then whenever I did have three field goals, I usually didn't make all of them. So to make all four, I mean, that's great. I'm really happy with that performance.
Of course, less obvious, no returns by Kentucky today. That was a big deal, I guess.
Yeah, I was hitting the kickoffs well. I think it was warm down here. You know, that was nice. My leg was well rested. So, yeah, I'm pleased with the kickoffs too.
So what do you do now? What's your big plan? Do you get ready for NFL combine?
Yeah, I'll probably give it about 5 days. And then I'll start hitting the weights and buy some NFL balls. And you know, I'm excited about using those too. I think those fly a lot farther, so I'm excited about using those.
The 52-yarder, was it harder to kind of get your mind ready to not knowing exactly when you're going to be?
Yeah, I think, you know, Vic got the football, and then it kind of hit me that I had to go warm up. I was warming up. It was really rushed, and I went out there. I was ready to kick it, and then all the whole fiasco about the challenge and all that happened. And then still, I didn't know whether I had to start right on the whistle or if the play clock was going. Or I didn't know if the game clock was going to start or if the play clock was going to start, and I could take my time. So, you know, it was a weird situation. I'm just glad I went in. But, yeah, that was the most hectic field goal I've ever kicked.
So he says the most you agree. Do you kick four at Westminster?
I don't think I've ever had four at Westminster. And Virginia Tech this season was my first time making all three of my field goals in one game. And maybe FSU I made all three, but I've never made more than three in a game.
What do you think about being the all-time leading scorer?
Oh, yeah, it was great. A lot of fun. I read your article about Luke Monge. You know, he's a great guy. You know, he had a lot of great stuff to say about me. And, you know, I'm honored to wear his number and now, you know, take his record. But, you know, kind of like what he said, I'm looking forward to the next guy, you know, taking it over and breaking my record.
Anything else for Harrison? Okay.